Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say you will definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
100% voting.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age?
65.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It matters how the election goes. Right now, satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you did not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start off by Joe Biden.
75%. 75.
Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
I don't know that person.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
12.
MAGA Republicans?
Don't know what that is.
Okay. Janelle Bynum?
50.
50?
Yep.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
70.
Thank you. Trump's Project 2025?
0.
Okay. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Harris.
Harris?
Yeah, okay. Harris. It won't change.
Thank you. regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump, Harris, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election of our Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez-Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'm sorry, say that one again?
Definitely. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez-Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And I appreciate your responses so far. We just have a few questions away to finish the survey. Now, even though you're not supporting Laurie Chavez-Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez-Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
The Republican, no chance at all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laurie Chavez-Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read out some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Laurie Chavez-Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez-Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one is, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez-Remer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Laurie is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits.
Strongly disapprove, Honor. I just got my first Social Security check this month.
Mm-hmm. So would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal. A great deal.
Great deal. Okay, thank you. Chavez-Remer has embraced Trump, whose Extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving up Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez-Remer is a vote to undermine our democracy. Would you say that's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
That's a great deal. I've read it. A great deal that I am against her for.
Thank you for your response on that one. The next one is, Laurie Chavez-Remer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
And that means a lot to me. It's a deal breaker. Yes, great deal.
Great deal. Okay. Chavez-Remer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaigns.
That would be very important too.
Would you say a great deal?
It would be a great deal that she did that. It would be a deal breaker, yes.
Okay. Now, Chavez the Reamer stands up by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez the Reamer.
I agree.
Would you say great deal or quite a bit,
yes.
Just some or not at all?
Probably the most important. It's a very great deal. It means important.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Laurie, Chavez the Reamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Laurie talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do.
Again, reason why I'm not a Republican, it's a great deal. Means a lot.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez the Reamer or Democrat Chanel Bynum?
I will vote for Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Chanel Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Chanel Bynum's opponent says she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I would like to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez the Reamer or Democrat Chanel Bynum?
Democrat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My bachelor's, 4-year college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not anymore. I'm retired.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.